eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Warm Up Program. My name is Al Dukes. I'm with CeeLo today. Jerry's with Rutgers. Bruce Springsteen had to cancel a concert last night in Columbus, Ohio.
What do we got? Illness?
Illness. It's been running through the E Street Band. I guess it finally hit Bruce.
How many? I think I asked you this recently. How many members are they rocking nowadays?
They got, I think, 14 people up
there. Wow.
But they've run through the band, but with so many people, they can cover. So when Nils Lofgren had it, Steve Van Zandt took over his guitar parts. When Lil Steven got it, Nils took over his guitar parts. So now my speculation is it's either Bruce Springsteen himself or the drummer. Can't go out there without a drummer, Max Weinberg. Hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
Although occasionally when...
they don't have a backup drummer. I mean, I know Max Weinberg is a big deal.
He is. Yeah. And in fact, there's one other person that has drummed in the E Street Band on
On a regular basis.
Max's son.
That's right. Yes, I have seen some clips of that.
And he's like a heavy metal drummer. Like he drums for like Slipknot or something, one of these weird bands.
So now how, like, I don't know. I'm not up on nowadays how the roadies, the tech where they have to drive and trucks and bring all this stuff. How does the band travel? Are they like all on the same bus together? Are they flying? Like,
I think
what are
they're flying
doing?
In. That's a good question. I don't know.
Because you're saying it's going through. Like, I get they're spending time around each other. But
I see what you're saying. Yeah, like, how are they really all catching it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. No, I don't know.
I can't imagine they're all huddled in this tiny little dressing room before these shows.
Here's
what
I do know. Get that worked through the system before April 1st, Madison Square Garden, because I am not going to get postponed. You hear me?
I hear you. That would be unfortunate.
That would be freaking really unfortunate, my man. Let's see. I got a couple Jets-related items here, CeeLo.
Yes.
I was sad to see Braxton Berrios go, wide receiver.
This is
What's
the NFL in a nutshell.
What do you mean?
Remember last offseason when they re-upped with him? It was like a big deal.
It was cool.
He deserved the I'm not saying he didn't. And, he got this amount of years, and he's gone.
He's a goner.
He was like an afterthought this season.
I love a Braxton Berrios.
I did too. I'm not knocking the guy. It's just for whatever reason, because of the Garrett Wilson arrival and the lack of consistent quarterback play.
Yeah.
And he was also a special teams contributor, but it just, for whatever reason, the season didn't go as well.
And you know what sucks? Maybe he knew this was coming. We don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, but the report I read was they tried to restructure.
Yeah.
And the two sides couldn't come to an agreement. So I don't think it was a out of the blue thing.
I would have been like Aaron Rodgers is coming.
Yeah.
You want that? I would take less money. Let me catch some balls from Aaron Rodgers, then I'll make them pay the following year.
Yeah,
you
mean
know what I'm saying?
Maybe if he wants
that
to play
sucks.
Though and he feels like he's buried down the list now, down the depth chart a little bit. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure.
Hey, but he posted a nice social media post to the New York Jets fans.
He was a fan favorite.
Yeah.
Good social media guy. Definitely had the support of the fan base. So
we like anyone who doesn't really look like a football player. Like, he was a smaller guy.
Yeah, I mean, he was like in the
slot receiver type, right?
Like in the Wes Welker, Julian Edelman type category.
Right, smaller wide receivers.
Right.
We like that.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Sure.
Aaron Rodgers is going to be in Denver June 19th through the 23rd. Get your tickets ready. He's going to be speaking at the Psychedelic Science Conference.
Come on. That's a real story?
That's a real story. He is booked for the Psychedelic.
The 19th through the 23rd. He's doing 4 days?
4 nights only.
Come on.
Aaron Rodgers. Well, I guess that's when the conference is. Maybe he's only speaking at one of the dates and we haven't narrowed it down yet.
Or he's attending and also speaking.
Right.
Huh.
How about that? Will he be?
Denver's a good spot for that.
Oh, for the weed, mushroom, psychedelics.
The only time I've ever done anything with weed or marijuana.
You did it in Denver?
Yes, I was at a bachelor party for my buddy. And this was, I don't know, 5 years ago now or so, before everything was legalized here.
Before it was just now you could just do whatever you want.
Right, or go into these shops. And so, yeah, what do they call the places where you go in and buy the stuff? Not dispenser. Is it dispenser?
Yeah. Medical marijuana dispensers.
I think there's another name. But anyway, we got some product when we got out there. I was very inexperienced, so some of the other guys were much more experienced. Yeah. And I was like, I'll do one of these gummies, you know?
You edible.
And they were like, you probably shouldn't have the whole thing, you know, first time. And I was like, it's one gummy, big deal.
So small.
I laughed for no reason, uncontrollably, for 45 minutes to myself.
Do you recall this?
Oh, yeah. And then we went to this whiskey and donuts thing in Denver.
Denver sounds like a great place.
It was tremendous.
Weed gummies, whiskey and donuts.
So I do have the laughing fit. We go to the event. And now, of course, you know, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I ate my face off to the point where I was so full, I had to leave. There was nowhere to sit at this event. Everything was standing, walking around, different tables or whatever. I had to go out into like the hallway where the stairwell was, and I literally sat down, laid down on the ground for a half hour, and by myself. The guys I was with had no idea where I'd went, where I was.
You're sleeping.
Yeah, I don't know if I was sleeping. I just was there.
You're relaxing.
I just could not. I couldn't stand. Couldn't stand up.
You were enjoying Denver.
Yeah. So that was my one experience.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, will they be at this Psychedelic Science Conference, June 19th to the 23rd? Will he be introduced as New York Jet quarterback Aaron Rodgers? CeeLo, your prediction.
Sure seems that way, yes.
That's a yes.
I mean, Diana Russini's been on the ball with this stuff.
She has.
So, I mean, I know it's not done yet.
How does she know all this stuff?
Sources. Sources.
So I would hate to be a reporter.
She must have buddied up with somebody over there in Florham Park, if I had to guess.
I don't think it's
from Rodgers' side.
I'd hate to be like have sources.
Would you? Why?
Yeah, because that seems hard to like maintain your sources to make sure they're giving you your stuff. Like I don't know even how you get sources.
You build relationships.
How do we do that in
quid
an internet
pro
world?
Quo, Al.
A quid pro. You rub my back, I'll rub yours.
That's right. That's
Unless
usually
you're
how it gets
Watson.
Done. Unless.
God. Yeah, but here's my question. What is it for the source? Like, what does the source get out of it other than to see their news?
I've always wondered that. It depends on who the source is. You know, with a lot of times it's the agents, and then, you know, they want positive coverage on their clients.
Okay.
Or, hey, when we sign this deal, I'm going to come to me, I'll give you the information, and we're going to highlight all the positive stuff, you know, like, oh, look, Mike got my client all this money. Hey, Braxton Berrios got this big deal. And then in reality, it was a one-year contract and now he's gone.
Okay.
Things of that nature.
I see. So it's like a public relations. Yeah. I do love the word quid pro quo.
Yeah. You have to say it slow or else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or else you end up sounding like me trying to say Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
You know what's amazing? I said it. I had to record some updates before yesterday's show. And I had no problem with it. And then all of a sudden I came in here and now I couldn't say the country.
That's what happens to me.
Nicaragua. You got to slow it down.
Yeah, when you start to go too fast.
Yeah.
Quid pro quo, I always see whenever in all of the companies that we've worked for, we always take sexual harassment training.
Yes.
It goes around.
It's always in there.
It's always in there.
Yeah.
Quid pro quo.
I only think of one thing every time I hear quid pro quo.
Which is what?
Take a guess.
No, I have no
idea. Pop culture related.
I don't know. I don't know it.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, I don't even remember that.
Nah, well.
Quid
Hannibal
pro
Lecter.
Quo.
Yeah.
What's your take on this one? You know Scott Zolak. He's the
a
former Patriot player.
Yes.
And is on their radio team. He's terrific.
Yes, wears sunglasses all the time.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
He says that Tom Brady to Miami is 100% in play.
Yeah.
He said, I am not saying this. A very reliable Tom Brady source mm-hmm. told me this.
Doesn't shock me.
And he says what you told me the other day. Don't get locked in on that kitten tweet he put out saying that he can't come back because he got himself a new kitten.
Yeah. I have no reason to doubt this. Hmm. We already heard it from the Rich Eisen show coming out of the combine. So clearly something's going around.
Quid pro quo sources.
Something's brewing now. And the Dolphins thing has happened in the past. That's how they got nailed for the tampering, not charges, but penalties.
Okay.
So something's up with that. Even before he went to Tampa, we later found out that was a thing. Possibly going to Miami, staking ownership. So there's something going on there. But like, I've been a Tom Brady guy. I know people are sick of him. They've had enough. Like, you take a major hit here. I'm sorry.
Yes, agreed.
Because you put out the video on the beach, very solemn, you know, that's it. I'm really done.
Yeah, I did this already last year.
Like, come on, man. I'm sorry. It just, I can't take you seriously then.
Well, this is going to be a wild AFC East if that's the case. Tom Brady in Miami, Aaron Rodgers at the Jets, Josh Allen in Buffalo, whoever is quarterbacking the Patriots this year.
I would think it's going to be Mac Jones.
Who's the other fellow they got? Zeppeli?
Bailey Zappi.
Yeah, I like him.
Zeppeli.
I like Bailey Zappi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. All of a sudden, Patriots have the worst quarterback in the AFC East?
That coaching situation with their offense last year with Patricia and Judge and whatever, Belichick. I mean, it was a nightmare.
Yeah, it's a mess.
All of a sudden, I know, Boomer got in trouble for his douchey, or not in trouble, but he got attention for his Mac Jones douchey comments or douchiness.
No, he says he's got like a douche face.
Well, yeah, but there was a lot of like outward anger and emotion that was coming out of Mac Jones all of a sudden this past season.
Yeah.
And a lot of his teammates or guys that have played with him have gone to bat for him this offseason.
Yeah, he is resting douche face is what Boomer said, I believe.
Is that what he said?
I think so.
All right.
Like resting douche face.
Yeah.
That happens.
I guess.
All right.
All right.
Let's take a break here, CeeLo, when we return. A couple basketball notes. I got a couple more NFL notes, and I've got.
When do we get to your hockey notes, Al?
Unfortunately, I don't see any hockey notes on here.
Okay.
I leave those to Boomer, the hockey notes.
I know.
I feel like he's got that, and I don't want to steal his thunder, CeeLo, and do some of those hockey notes.
How about a 10-4 game last night in the NHL?
Is that right?
Yeah. 10-4.
I would love to be. See, that's a game I would like to go to.
Sure.
What team scored 10 goals?
The problem
goals?
Is the home team had the 4 and the visitors had the 10. Dallas beat Buffalo 10-4.
Wow.
By the way, the Rangers' next game is against Buffalo, so I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
What's the most goals scored by one team in an NHL game? Let's Google that.
I have no idea. I can Google that for you during the break.
I'm going to give you an over-under. You're going to tell me whether... I'm going to give you an over-under of the number of goals, most goals
highest
scored.
In a single game in NHL
single game
history.
In NHL history.
And we're talking regular season/playoffs, obviously.
Correct.
Not an exhibition
and
game.
Since the NHL was the NHL, so going back to whenever that was.
Yes.
19, the aughts.
Many, 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 many years ago. Yeah.
Or do I want to just go back to the 1980s?
No.
Okay. I'm going to give you an over-under of 13.5 goals.
I'll take the over.
Over.
For sure.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel pretty confident.
What if I gave...
I just told you they got 10 last night.
Right. It wasn't even... I didn't even see it.
Right.
I'm going to go 18.
Wow. In my head, I was thinking 17.
All right. Yeah, I would say high teens.
Like the 18 Canadians against,
I don't want to count that.
That counted.
Here's what counts.
Modern
face
era.
Mask era. The helmet era. What if we started with the helmet era? You got to be able to wear a helmet.
You're wiping out a lot of years there, Al.
All right. And then I understand Boomer and Gio are in the building, and they'll be here at 6 o'clock.